Optimization is a prerequisite for KWS further successful development. To be able to respond quickly and sustainably to global developments and organizational challenges, our processes must be flexible, resilient, and above all, tailored to the KWS needs. Our team supports KWS in the continuous optimization of business processes.
Welcome to the KWS One Globetrotter podcast, bringing you the latest updates from the One Globe project and the world of KWS. Here's what we have in store in this episode.
Today I'm visiting the Process Excellence team at the KWS Kontor in Berlin. Speaking with team lead René Westphal and two of his colleagues, I'm exploring the necessity for continuous process improvements for KWS and the role it plays for our administrative services. I hope you enjoy this episode of
the KWS One Globetrotter podcast.
So today I'm sitting here in the room Obeya at the KWS Kontor in Berlin. And that's kind of the headquarter of the Process Excellence team, which we also call the PET. With me, we have René Westphal, who's leading the team, and two of his experts, Lucy and Sergey. And René, maybe to get started, can you introduce yourself a little bit?
Hello, Niels. Sure. I'll try to make it short. I was born in Berlin, lived and worked in different regions in Germany, in Brazil, Fortaleza, in South Africa, Pretoria and Joburg. And actually, KWS brought me back to Berlin, where I now live in the north of Berlin with my family. I have two children in the age of 3 and 5. My professional experience has been in the fields of energy efficiency, renewable energy, and products for life science research. What drives me? I love developing people, teams, and organizations.
Well, with this, you're probably just sitting at the right position within KWS. Could you describe a little bit how your team is functioning and working?
Our team supports KWS in the continuous optimization of business processes. As a team, we want to help improve service quality, reduce costs, and increase the focus on internal and external customers. We also try to increase efficiency as well as the ability to learn and change through process management. We are a young but already quite experienced team. Our experience comes from the fields of consulting, in-house consulting, process management, and project management. In the end, a great mix, not only because of our experience, but the mix of personalities. We are highly motivated with the awareness that creating excellent processes are actually a never-ending task. But directly, this is what motivates us. Always mastering new challenges with KWS colleagues is very exciting and fun.
Why would you say is the kind of continuous improvement of business processes so important today?
Optimization is a prerequisite for KWS further successful development. To be able to respond quickly and sustainably to global developments and organizational challenges today and in the future, our processes must be flexible, resilient, and above all, tailored to the KWS needs. Always, of course, in compliance with the national and international regulations and standards. Here we still have quite a long way to go.
Whenever we talk about processes at KWS, the step to our administration isn't actually very big, because nowhere else at KWS at the moment we're analyzing and trying to improve so many processes as with the transition to Globe. Where do you think we stand at the moment with this project?
That's a good question. Globe is still in the phase of centralization and stabilization due to the ongoing transitions. The overall goal is to ensure service performance, which means to meet customer expectations as effectively as possible. This does not work always smoothly yet, because in addition to the service provision, transition of country branches are still pending, new systems have to be introduced, and new colleagues have to be trained, which is quite a huge number of tasks. And in addition, there's also still a lot to do in process control. And here we are only at the beginning. But generally, I see us on the right path. After the transition, the focus will be on effectiveness as well as efficiency in order to achieve at least the same yield with less effort, which will lead to stability and free up resources which can be used to increase service quality or even expand services.
Now, how is your team supporting this quite complex transformation?
This year, we introduced as a basis a comprehensive business process management system. We call it BPM. It enables the globe functions to design, execute, control, optimize, and ideally automate business processes in the company in a really goal-oriented manner. A milestone in this process was a digitalization of the process flow. This means that processes can now be analyzed quickly and efficiently, and optimization can be simulated digitally, and the best solution could be implemented based on these results.
What are the next steps that you are trying to achieve with your team?
We want to monitor and optimize business processes from a holistic end-to-end perspective, because processes and systems do not work in isolation. They are naturally interconnected with their potential, but as well with their weak points. Here we are only at the beginning, as we have to break down organizational siloed thinking. In doing so, we will try to act as a bridge between the people responsible for the processes. Perhaps a brief example. An end-to-end process, for example, is procurement, the P2P process, which includes all activities from request, purchase, and receipt to payment and accounting of goods and services. Another big step is to support and drive process automation. The Global Transaction Center in particular has great potential due to the high volume of recurring processes. Here we are working hand in hand with the process managers of the functions and the global IT to implement the most economic automation solution.
How can I imagine such an optimization of a process to work? How do you get this started?
When we support cross-functional process improvement projects as facilitator or project manager, we use various process improvement and excellent methods such as lean management. These are principles of thoughts, methods, and procedures for the efficient design of value chains and processes. What is important to know is that the functions have the functional responsibility and the content-related expert role. We are more or less just a co-pilot who brings in the knowledge of process management and continuous improvement. The function is always and still in the driver's seat.
Do you have an example for this?
You mean how to drive an optimization project? Optimization project is actually always following the same approach. It starts with a clear mandate from the person responsible for the process or the department. And together we define the improvement target. Then as a first step, we analyze the current process and identify the problems and what causes them. Then we develop a new target process and derive the necessary measure for implementation, such as system harmonization and process automation. Finally, we make sure that it is implemented and that the set goals are really achieved.
And how important is standardization for the improvement of processes?
Standardization is important, but it's not effective in all areas. Standardization should always be used where it brings added value, for example, to reduce complexity, to ensure conformity, or to harmonize the system landscape. Standardization is as well an elementary factor, especially in the preparation for process automation.
Now, we've talked a lot about Globe and our administrative processes. Do you, with the PET, also support colleagues or teams from other parts of KWS?
Since the Globe implementation is not yet complete, we have a clear focus on the Globe implementation. But we also support colleagues from the business unit and R&D. It's always a question of capacity. So far, we had several automation projects outside Globe, and we're as well able to provide lean and process management support to the whole organization.
Okay, thank you, René, and thank you also for these insights. Now, you brought with you two colleagues who have in the past taken care of the implementation of the business process management tool that you already mentioned, and who are working a lot on process automation. Lucy and Sergey, do you guys want to introduce yourself shortly?
Sure. Hi, I'm Sergey. I'm 38. I have a little son, and I'm in KWS Berlin since 2.5 years in the process excellence team. And I have over 12 years experience with project management and process improvement.
Hello, Nils. Thank you very much. Hello, everyone. I'm Lucy. Originally, I'm from Shanghai, China. However, I have lived and worked in Germany, Singapore, and also in the USA. I'm specialized in the area of finance, SAP, process automation, and data analytics. KWS, aka our lead, Renee, recruited me in Boston and brought me to the beautiful city Berlin. In the PET team, I'm responsible for process automation and RPA topics.
Then maybe the first question to Sergey. Renee has explained already a little bit about the meaning of process management. Can you explain to us what, in your perspective, were some of the challenges with the implementation of this process management concept at KWS?
Sure. In my opinion, the biggest challenge was the tight schedule. Initially, we set ourselves a target of 6 months. This means that we had to migrate different formats from different sources with different data quality into a standardized format. With a 3-week delay initially, we were able to migrate first controlling, IT, and legal, and later the more extensive functions of finance, procurement, and HR. Then, of course, came the cleanup, where we had to look at every single process diagram again to make sure that we had the format, the links were set correctly, and that no details were lost. In the end, in total, it was almost 1,200 processes, over 5,000 activities, and a couple of hundred of linked documents.
And how exactly can I imagine the advantages of such kind of a digital process mapping solution for the user?
The biggest advantage for the users is that they now have the possibility to get all process relevant documentation from one source. What does this mean? This means that you can have access to process flow charts, supporting documents, linked guidelines, and also defined controls. This saves a lot of time for the user. The quality of the information is also a lot higher because the information and the data is maintained and updated centrally.
And how would you say was this new system, this digital system, adopted from the users who are usually running the actual processes?
Of course, every change takes time. And process documentation by itself does not lead to happy faces because the added value is not very quickly perceived by the users. But many colleagues quickly saw the benefits, and end user acceptance and adoption of the new tool increased very quickly. Now our new BPM tool has twice as many users as the old Excel-based APR. As already mentioned by Renee, processes are now not only uniformly documented, but also process flows can be analyzed quickly and efficiently and can be digitally simulated. And this is a good basis for the process owner to initiate automation.
Now, automation is a good keyword already. Lucy, can you give us a practical example of a process automation that you guys have supported?
Sure. In finance, for example, we have automated a process of uploading incoming invoices to SAP using Blue Prism technology. The implementation reduces effectively the manual effort for the colleagues from the AP team with their daily tasks. This allows them to focus on other topics and challenges.
So when I have a process that I would like to be automated, I just approach you.
Yes. we have actually created the possibility to easily submit new automation requirements in the Matrix self-service portal under IT catalog with the template automation request. Normally, we respond within 3 working days. Of course, there are a few very basic requirements that should first be met for the process automation.
And when I look for the processes that are kind of suitable for automation, what would you say, what are the preconditions for the automation of a process? What should I be looking for?
Good question. A good use case for automation usually consists of a high volume and a high degree of standardization, like Rene just explained. For example, in the previously mentioned use case of incoming invoices, it has a high volume of emails, which always follows the exactly same procedure and must be uploaded to the S/4HANA portal on a daily basis. This makes this process as a perfect automation use case.
Okay, thanks for this, Lucy. So eventually I would like to thank all of you guys, René, Sergey, Lucy, for giving me the opportunity to join you here at the KWS Konto for a small look behind the scenes, and especially also for the many insights you certainly have raised my understanding of, you know, how process excellence works and how I can kind of contribute and kind of get support from your end. Thank you, and see you guys soon.
Thanks for listening. For more information, check out the One Globe Hub on the KWS intranet and tune in for the next episode of the One Globe Trotter podcast, bringing you the latest updates from the One Globe Project and the world of KWS.